Let's see. Raise your, how many really know who Jim Ryan is? Stand right on your feet. Don't you bluff me. I may ask you, who is he? That's good. You know who Jim Ryan is? That's a strange question to ask on an introduction. Who is Jim Ryan? All right. You may be seated. The reason that I asked you that question on who is Jim Ryan is for a very definite reason. How many up in that balcony, I'll tell you. We've got a happy group tonight. They're all rejoicing in the Lord. And if you're a visitor, you'll just have to get used to it. You'll either have to join us or something, you know. But Jim Ryan ran the outdoor mile, which actually is 4/4 mile. Now, each mile he ran better than he did the last one. How many know how long it took him to run the outdoor mile? How many know? Anyone? Nobody know. You're not up on things. My land. You don't know? Actually, the first mile, 5.9, the second mile, 6.1, the third mile, 5.8, but the fourth mile, 5.5. You know what that means? That he did better the last mile than he did the first. Are you getting the point? He saved his best for the last. Remember what Jesus said pertaining to turning the water into wine? The Word of God says that they said the last is better than the first. And that means that as a born-again believer grows in grace and knowledge, that he keeps putting more into it all the time. That he gives more of himself, making himself available to God through the cross and through the resurrection. And every mile we travel, we just get better and better. Down on the home stretch, we are running faster than ever. And then, of course, we win the race. We set a record. 5.5 the last mile. And it's a beautiful picture that every child of God ought to decrease and have Jesus Christ increase as we grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to be just doing better all the time through our availability to the resurrection throne ministry of the indwelling Christ. How many understand that? If you're not running a better race today than you did yesterday, then something's wrong with your fellowship with God. Every single mile ought to be bigger and better. Now, somebody said, but I haven't been doing so well lately. That's going to make me depressed. No, that shouldn't make you depressed. That should just make you restore yourself through the Holy Spirit and rebound back to fellowship. Because remember the great principle that we have taught, time is never wasted for the believer. It's only a means to experience a greater intensity of the degree of eternity in the is of now through Jesus Christ. And if you've gone back, that appears that you've wasted time, that can be met with a corresponding blessing of Jesus Christ through the maturity of that experience, which will give you in reality the essence of newness, which will make you that much more mature experientially. So you haven't wasted time. But the thing to do is to redeem it. Is to redeem it in Ephesians 5:16. So don't look at time because you've wasted time. Just thank God and look at the eternal is and go on what? Running a better race. Running a better race. You know, Jim Ryan has won the respect of sports enthusiasts all over the world. because of the record he set. He has won the respect. Why? Because everyone knows he gave it all he had, and as one sport writer said, all he had plus more than he ever had before. And that's the way a Christian should live, through Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit. To let Jesus Christ produce in him all that Jesus Christ is and more than that Christian has ever experienced before. But Jesus is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you running a better race? The 2.5 tribes wanted to stay, remember, in that sermon a week ago Thursday night. The 2.5 tribes wanted to stay on this side of the wilderness and not go over into Jordan. They didn't want to fight with the rest of them. They want to have an easy kind of religion. And Moses said, are you going to sit here while your brethren go to war? Listen, we're not Moses. We don't want to go over into the Jordan. Can we stay here? Let the rest of them go over and take the Canaanite enemies and possess the land. We've got it all made right here. Let us stay right here, Joshua. Moses, let us stay here. Let us have a convenient type of religious experience. Let's live on somebody else's victory and somebody else's spirituality in the body. And please, let us have our cattle and stay here. But glory be to God. Listen, Moses said, do you think you're going to sit here while everybody goes to war? And remember that night I showed you where those 2.5 tribes were the first tribes to be defeated? That's ironic, isn't it? They were the first ones to be defeated. Why? Because they had a convenient type of passive experience with God. How many understand it? But Joshua and Caleb that said, we are more than able to take the enemy, in Numbers 11:31, possessed their possessions. Because they long before knew that they could do it through Jesus Christ. When they came to Canaan, they did it. How many understand that? Joshua and Caleb. And by the way, Caleb ran a better race when he was 86. The Word of God said he had the same strength. Ever since then, some people that are 85 and 84 have been reading about Caleb every day, ever since that sermon. Now, thanks be to God, every child of God here can run a better race tonight than you did last Sunday night. You can sing better, listen better, be alert, be enthused, be dynamic, and let the Holy Spirit of God bless and touch and anoint you and believe with the believers as never before, not to be occupied with the vessel or with the building or with your problems or with your job or with your extra job, whatever, but be occupied with Christ. How many agree?
Praise the Lord.
Okay, thank you for agreeing. All three of you. Now, let's stand right now.